Hello again, this is World Pastor Tony Alamo. We're into part 13 of How to Have God's Life Living in You. And if you'd like to have a copy of this tape or CD, it's program number 114. So these tapes and CDs are all 100% free of charge. A lot of times things are said on the program, and they're said in a manner that where you might want to listen to them twice or three times or four times, maybe even 10 times or more, so that you're able to absorb what's said on these programs. I have been told that the teaching that I have is far above a seminary teaching, and that's theological seminary teaching. So it will take some of you people a little bit longer to be able to absorb it. The people in the church many times they listen to the programs several times so that they're able to be 100% sure of what they're hearing. Another thing too is you can always call in, write, or email us, or even fax us if you like, if you have any questions regarding these tapes or the CDs. Now, our fax number is
479-782-7406.
And our email number is
alamoministries.com.
And our phone number is
479-782.
That's area code
479-782-7370.
And our address is
Tony Alamo Christian Ministries, P.O. Box 6467, Texarkana, Texas, 75505.
And you're about to hear tape number 114, or the CD. And this all has to do with how to have God's life living right inside of you, right inside your mortal body, so that God is able to live his life in you and through you in this world that is collapsing all around you at the moment. You're not to fear anything if you're born again of the Spirit, if you're on drugs or narcotics or booze, or you're sniffing glue gas, you're taking uppers, downers, inners, stop it right away, because you're going to want to be able to see the salvation of the Lord. To those that God are following in this ministry, God will show you the shelter place while he's destroying the entire world. The entire world has made war against God. They hate his name. They don't want it in anyone to even mention it in the courtrooms. And God says, those that forget me, I'll tear you to pieces. They want you to take Christ out of Christmas, like the merchants call it Xmas. In other words, it isn't X's birthday, it's Christ's birthday. And Christ is the one who made the entire earth and all the galaxies and everything in the world. And so, you know, you're making war against God. Those that forget his son, kiss the son, lest the father be angry with you, is what the Bible says. Now, we have the Vatican government that has infiltrated our government silently. They said to be careful about the communists. They had you thinking about communists, Red China, Russia, everybody keeping your mind busy thinking about somebody else. But all the time it was the Vatican that was coming in here. Now they're selling our seaports here to the Arabs. They've already given this country away to China. They do all of our garments now, on the most part, and the Japanese are now doing all the major manufacturing for this country. The Germans and so many other countries are doing that because of the low wages that they have, and they've escalated the price of labor here and everything else. The Vatican does that because they're in charge of all the government agencies. And now the president, who is an out-and-out staunch Catholic, I mean, he would give his life, and embarrass himself for the Pope. And now he is selling our seaports, and this whole administration is 100% Roman Catholic, the most damning organization that ever lived. As a matter of fact, the Bible calls them the Antichrist. And we here at the Tony Alamo Christian Churches Ministries are desperately, with the Word of God, attempting to win their souls. Now, the Lord told me when I was seeing these atrocities that this, not U.S. government, the Vatican government is doing in our country, and they're calling themselves United States government agents, the Lord tells me, just pray. Pray that I'm about to destroy them all. He says, don't worry about it. Just pray to me. And he says, I'm going to destroy them. He says, they may give away your seaports, but they're not going to stop me from destroying them. So you people that are giving away our country and our seaports now and trying to wipe out the name of God, Jesus, and you're burning up Christians like you did in Waco, you're next. God's going to destroy you. And don't say, when it happens, remember that I, Tony Alamo, told you so. You're about ready to be destroyed by the world's greatest terrorist, and that is the living God. Paul said, knowing the terror or the terrorism acts of the Lord, he says, I keep preaching the gospel. The Lord claims to be a terrorist. He calls himself the King of Terrors. So all you phony terrorists out there, you're nothing in comparison to the Lord. And you're next, okay? God's going to show you really what terrorism is all about. So the Lord told me, don't worry about them. I'm going to show you the salvation of the Lord. And you're next. It's right upon you. Now, the things that you've seen in the past, in a few months or years, is nothing more than a walk in the park in comparison to what God's got in store for this earth. You people are wicked. You're evil. And I pray that you'll come to your senses and ask God to forgive you for all the atrocities that you've been doing, so that the Lord can wash you in his precious blood and take all those sins away, no matter how evil they are, and he'll enter into your body, and you'll be able to go to heaven instead of burning in hell. But, you know, you can give away the world if you want, but the world isn't yours to give away. Giving away the ports is nothing. One of the commentators on television said they might as well give... it's like giving the ports to the Arabs. It would be the same as giving the borders between here and Mexico the security over to the Mexicans. You're just sure that everything's going to be fine. They said, why go through the middleman? You might as well just go straight to Al-Qaeda. Amen? So, no, it's a world conspiracy. And the thing that really gets me is how smart these people think they are. They've got these satanic newscasters on discussing with their actors, and they have other actors on just saying, well, what do you think we ought to do? What they do is bombast you with shocking things such as this, and then they say, let's talk about it. And then pretty soon you talk about it for a few days or weeks or months, and then pretty soon they just go ahead and do it. All they're doing is just testing the water to see how irate you'll get or if there's going to be a big uprising. They have the National Guard ready to kill you in the event that you retaliate against the Roman canon law. So don't do that. Just retaliate by going up to the throne of the Lord and say, praise you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Father God, do something. You already told Brother Tony that you're going to do something. So, Lord, we ask that you do it. We're not worried about it. We know that you're talking to Tony, and we want you. We'd like you to talk to us too. But we know for sure that you've been talking to Tony for years, and so let's join. We want to join Tony's church, which is your body, and we're going to follow wherever you say. You stated for us to be in subjection to those that have the rule in this world, and it certainly is not the secular government, as the secular Roman Catholic Bibles, under the guise of Protestant Bibles, say, but that the world of control belongs to those that are the power, that have the power of God. They are the ministers of God. They are the chosen people of the living God. They have been called right out of this world to tell you people what's going on. I'm not afraid of Satan, because all I fear is the living God to not do what he says, because, you know, it doesn't matter if all the people in the world try to terrorize me. I don't want to be terrorized by the King of Terrors. Let's all go to the throne of the Lord to ask him to anoint this service, How to Have God's Life Living in You, Part 13. And this is Program 114. Father, we thank and praise your holy name. Lord, talk through my lips. Speak through me. Let not anything, let everything that is being said in this program be from you and no other source. That the church will be strengthened, that the church will be increased, that the church will be given power, that, Lord, you will do as you say you will, that you'll protect us in the days of temptation. People are tempted now, Lord, to yield themselves over to the Antichrist. But we know that that's sudden destruction. If we do that, that they will definitely be destroyed. They may find what they think to be some small, very tiny measure of peace with the Antichrist. But there is a judgment, a fierce judgment of you, Lord, a dreadful day of judgment. And we know that if we're in your spirit, in the body of Christ, and we're listening to those that are the rulers in this world, not only over the religious section or the born-again Christians, but we are the rulers of this world. The kingdom of heaven is at hand, thus saith the Lord. And respond. Respond now. You're responding to secular government, saith the Lord, but cease and respond to me, saith the Lord. Father God, let the church be strengthened and increased, and let souls be saved by your words. In Jesus' mighty name we pray, and everyone says amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Okay, where's the first letter from, please?
From Oklahoma.
Right.
To Pastor Tony, sir, I spoke with my husband Chuck, who is so very thankful that the Lord is using him to distribute your very powerful soul-winning literature at the prison he is currently serving time in. Chuck said, the newsletters are going like hotcakes. They're going so fast that the inmates have requested their own literature through our mailing department. Chuck met a man named Eddie Robbins who was falsely charged with murder. After Eddie and Chuck prayed to the living God, the Lord delivered Eddie from all charges. Now Eddie and his wife are receiving your literature and are considering leaving everything to move into the ministry to serve the Lord. Chuck.
Well, I would hope that most of you people out in the world that would hear my voice, which is actually the voice of the Lord talking right through me, that you would decide to do the same thing, because you don't stand a chance. Your life is as worthless as a drop of water on a hot griddle. That's how fast you're going to be consumed if you don't come to your senses and start hearing the Lord. Okay, then what?
Chuck has been incarcerated for over 2 years now and is so excited that the Lord is using him that to him being locked up is a joy and a freedom, because souls are coming to the knowledge of the truth. And all praise goes to the Lord. Tiffany from Oklahoma.
Okay, next letter, please.
From Anambra State, Nigeria. My beloved Pastor Tony, This is to show my appreciation for all the literature, Bibles, books, etc. that you have been sending to me for soul winning. These have converted thousands of souls, mostly, especially the Roman Catholics, of which my wife was a member.
See, we're not against Roman Catholic people at all. We're just against, they're coming out of there because they don't like the idea of what the Vatican is doing. But the Vatican thinks it's too late. We've got world power and dominion. But Satan, that controls this organization, knows that his time is short. The Bible says so. And if God says that Satan knows that his time is short, then Satan knows that his time is short. And he's about ready to be destroyed. Now, even the common man out on the streets knows the things that I've been preaching now for almost 42 years. They know it. I mean, you could just hear them saying these same things on the streets, because God, through me, has educated the people in the world to the point now to where they know that this country is over with. It wasn't communism that took this world over without firing a shot. It's the Vatican, just like the Bible said it would be. It isn't the Jews. The Jews are not interested in ruling the world. They're some of the poorest people on the face of this earth in Israel. Israel is a very poor country, even though they're rich, because that they definitely are God's chosen people. And I thank God that, all of us become spiritual Jews if we accept the Lord Jesus Christ, the world's greatest Jew, as our personal Savior. But know that God is on the throne, and that the things that are happening in the Middle East, things that are happening in Russia, things that are happening in Russia is the one that's paying for the Arab world to have nuclear power. They need the oil, and so they want to be buddies with the Arab people, and they're giving them the tremendous amounts of money so that they can create for themselves atomic warfare. In their heart, they want to really destroy Israel. Most of the lands that the Arabs occupy today was given to the Jews by God, so no one can take that land away from them. The only way that they got the land taken away from them was because that they didn't follow the Lord God. They didn't accept his Messiah. When they do this, God is going to be on the move for these Jews, and he's going to destroy Russia, the Arab nations. And see, money doesn't mean anything at all, or oil doesn't mean anything at all. When God starts lashing out at the different nations for their hatred towards God's chosen people, and God's chosen people are those of us that are born again Christians, those of us that are born of the Spirit, those of us that are fearlessly preaching his word and telling you what the world conditions are. Also China, there are a lot of good Chinese people, there's a lot of good Russian people, but they're not going to be good unless they get their souls right with the Lord. But if any of you are thinking about attacking Israel, and there's in your guts you've got hatred against them, that isn't going to do you any good. You can hate if you want, because you're free moral agents. You have a will to like or hate anyone you want. But if I were you, I'd study who the people are that God loves, and then I would love them too. Because if you hate that which God loves, then God hates you. And it's just like I said, the whole world has waged war on God by trying to take it, by taking the Bible out of schools, by outlawing the Bible in many countries, and you're the ones that are going to be utterly destroyed from on high. You think that these tsunamis and earthquakes that have happened so far, and these twisters and hurricanes and earthquakes, you think that these are really bad and that it can't get worse. This, again, is a Sunday school picnic and a walk in the park as to what God's going to do to you. Now, he's warned you with these things, and you should have thanked God that it didn't happen to you, but it's going to happen to you. God's going to move the world right off of its axis. I heard some of these people, they're scared to death, the people in government, because they say, well, we don't know about taking people, making new government heads, because they have gotten themselves together now, and they're ready for the next disaster. You are not ready for a disaster. What are you going to do when God opens up the earth and swallows whole cities into hell? Are you ready for that, these people that are readying themselves to take care of disaster? What are you going to do when a big mudslide falls over all your whole town like it has recently? You know, wake up. You can't fight God. What are you going to do when God starts raining down fire and brimstone and hail that's 100 pounds each? Are you, your disaster area people going to do something about that? And a Homeland Defense, that agency is a big joke. This is supposedly our home and our land. But people, we're at the end of the time now. Your actual home is the kingdom of heaven. That's the good land. And if you're not saved, you're not going to be there. You're going to be in the pit of hell and in the lake of fire. That's where your future home is going to be, is in fire. And if you think fire is going to be comfortable for you eternally, every second for thousands and thousands of years, and then millions and trillions of years, and then zillions of years and forever, well then, if you think that's fun, just so turn your frying pan up, you know? Put your hand on it, see if you like that. I don't think you will. I'm not suggesting that you do that, because you're going to be hurt real bad, and you're going to scream and say, ouch. Okay, so what's the rest of this letter?
Since I have come in contact with your ministry from 1991 to date, the Lord has been using me to expand His kingdom on earth. Glory be to the Almighty God in Jesus' name.
Amen.
My pastor, I must not fail to let you know that since my wife was converted, her mother, with the rest of her family members, except her father, have been hunting for her and me. They have deprived her of every financial resources, etc.
Don't worry about finances. The people that were on the in the wilderness were approximately anywhere from a million and a half to three people. They didn't worry about finances. God caused bread to come up every morning, and He gave them water, and they had cattle, and they had all the things that they needed for life. And they were walking, and they even found out today that walking is good for your health. Maybe that's why Moses lived to 120 years old and was as strong and powerful as he was. You don't need all this garbage that you're eating today, McDonald's and Wendy's and all this, all these kinds of things. You know, we don't really need those things, do we?
No.
No, that all those people survived and not one of them was sick. Their shoes didn't wear out or their clothing. They didn't even, you know, there was a... there's a lot of things that they didn't have, such as underarm deodorant. You know, there's a lot of things they didn't have, okay? And colognes and perfumes and things like this. And you may think that's funny, but that's the truth. Sometimes the truth is funny, isn't it? Okay, well, let's go. And they didn't have fruit and vegetables. But God took care of them. They didn't starve to death. They were alive for 40 years. Amen?
Amen?
Except the ones that rebelled, and God swallowed them whole into hell. When they did what He said, they entered into the promised land, and there were trees there that they did not plant, fruit trees. And there was water wells there that they didn't dig. And they had water. And there were homes there that they didn't build, because God destroyed all the people in those homes. And He told the Jews to go in there and destroy them and take over their cities. But now God is going to do it. He's going to show everyone in the world the terror of the Lord. Now you see how terrified you are. It's amazing how people are terrified of a few cave dwellers, and yet they're not terrified of the Lord. They just think it was a natural disaster. You could hear the people screaming when that tsunami started moving in on them. They were screaming and weeping and crying and everything. And naturally they would. This was God. That was not a natural disaster. That was a supernatural disaster. There were a lot of people that were Muslims. Muhammad cannot save your soul. Muhammad can't do anything for you. Muhammad is dead. He's a dead corpse. And his soul, because he didn't accept the Lord Jesus Christ as his personal savior, his soul is in hell. And anyone that worships Buddha, their souls are going to hell. Well, say, you are offended at that. I don't care. If the God doesn't care, he wants you to be offended. But more than that, he wants you to be terrified of him. Because if you're of the same mind that these people were, then you're going to hell too. And if that offends you, that's just too bad. God, who created heavens and the earth and the fullness thereof and every creature in the heavens and on the earth, he doesn't care what you think. The way he says things are going to happen are going to happen. And so whether you like it or not, it's good for you to know that God is a dictator. He's not a Democrat, a Republican, or any other thing. And he doesn't need your vote. You need God. Let's get that straight. You need the Lord Jesus Christ if you're going to go to heaven and stay out of hell. If you just think you don't and you want to wage some more war against God, the Lord tells me, don't worry about them giving away the ports. They're going to do it. They're just talking and trying to get everybody used to the idea of it. And then, of course, they have no power to do anything else. But I'm, for one, asking you people to pray to God to have his way with these seaports and with the people that are have taken over this government, and to have his way with those that hate his name and that hate his son and that hate his word and that hate his people. Father God, in the name of Jesus, have your way with these people. Lord, destroy those that are just absolutely incorrigible, that shall never repent, because they are causing so much turmoil on this earth. And Lord, we ask that we pray for the peace of Jerusalem, because you told us to, and you command us to, and you'll bless those that pray for the peace of Jerusalem. And Lord, we ask that you defend Israel as you say you will. We know you're going to do these things, because everything in your word that you've said has come to pass so far. And you're actually the power. All power in heaven and on earth belongs to you. Nope, there's no power that belongs to Satan. He's been totally dismantled. There's no power that he has over people that are with you. But he has power over those that are in the world. And that's why we're praying that the people out in the world will get saved, Father, so that they won't have his power over them any longer. In Jesus' mighty name. And Lord, we pray that you'll loosen the purse strings, that you'll send us finances, Father God, so that we can get this world evangelized enough to where everybody understands what's going on here on this earth, because we know that the time of your coming is at hand. Lord, we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. Now let's finish this letter.
Most disheartening, they disowned her. We are about to wed. Our wedding is just on the 11th of March, 2006. You are invited or send any representative. We cannot go to any of these idol worshippers to beg for money or help of any kind.
You don't really have to beg for anybody to give you money, but if it's money for a wedding, what kind of money did Isaac need to wed his wife? Nothing. All it is they went into the tent and became one flesh. They had sexual relationships with each other. They didn't go to the Philistines for a marriage license. They didn't go to the Antichrist for marriage licenses. It should be a marriage should be just go to your pastor, and the pastor will marry you in the name of the Lord, in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. You don't need to go to this Antichrist, any Antichrist government, the world Antichrist government, to get permission to marry in the Lord. It's not scriptural. Then what else? So you really don't need any money to do that at all, unless you want to have a pagan wedding. And I don't think you want that. Okay, then what?
for the earth is of the Lord.
That's right. Now you're talking. Now the earth is of the Lord. Amen. The earth is the Lord's, not of the Lord. It's not the things that are going on today are not of the Lord, but the earth belongs to the Lord. He's going to burn it up and refurbish it and make it a new place where only righteousness dwells. Heaven and earth will be made one together, and only righteousness will be there. There won't be any more of this namby-pamby school of thought. There won't be any just let this devil come and take us over. If you're upset about the things that are happening in this world, then get a hold of God and tell him about it. And let him talk to you, and let him tell you what he is telling me. He's going to tell you that he's about ready. He's going to immediately destroy these people. He's going to destroy people that believe in this Antichrist government. All of you people in this world, he's going to destroy 1/4 of you at one time, and then 1/3 more after that of the population of the earth. Then let them try to collect taxes. The people, the Christians that are left, will be able to pick any of the mansions in Beverly Hills or wherever we want. And there'll be pantries full of food. There'll be stores. You can go and get whatever you need, because the Lord will give it to you just like he gave it to the children of God that crossed over Jordan into the promised land. Look at God takes care of his people. We didn't build those houses. I know I've got my eyes on some certain mansions out in the Bel Air and Holmby Hills. But I'm just joking, because I can live very well in a little bungalow. It doesn't matter to me. Or I could even live in a cave knowing that the Lord is there with me. Amen?
Amen.
Praise the Lord. All right, then what?
Therefore, my beloved pastor, we implore you in the name of Jesus to send to us any amount of money the Lord lays on your heart, and some literature, Bibles, and books for sharing on the day of the wedding.
Well, we'll send you literature, Bibles, and books, but I don't know what you want money for a wedding for. It didn't cost me anything to get married. It didn't cost Abraham anything to get married. Isaac, Jacob, it didn't cost him a penny. Now, Jacob had to work 7 years for his two wives and their handmaids, but I don't think he can. He made out with a lot of cattle and everything, too, so he was paid for his work, more than paid. Then what?
Thanks, and remain blessed in Jesus' name. Yours in him, Okechukwu, from Anambra State, Nigeria.
Yeah, see, what we want to do is help those that need food and clothing, and people that are in distress from the tsunamis, that want to repent, that realize that they can't fight God. Earthquake that kills 70,000 people at one swat, or 700,000 people, or 1 million people at one swat. You can't fight a God like that. And there isn't any disaster control eggheads that are going to be able to stop God from doing what he wants to do. You people might as well go home. You're paying for people like this, disaster people. They're going to build those walls up over there in New Orleans, and God will knock them back down again, because he doesn't like satanic people. And he showed it. He actually destroyed that city. And I couldn't understand for a long time, well, God, why is it that you're still letting this place stand? They're drinking pig blood and tomato juice combination and booze, and they've got devil worshippers. And even the people there, when the catastrophe happened, there was all kinds of people that were looting and everything. They just were like worse than animals. All right, then what else?
This is from Takarati Bana. Dear Pastor Alamo, I greet you in the name of God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. I appreciate and thank God for your ministry and all you are doing all over the world. I say grace and peace to you from God our Father.
Grace means power. I like the power of God. I like the peace from God myself. How about you? If you don't have any peace and you don't have any power in God, you're a nothing. And you need to get saved so you can be a something. Amen?
Amen.
Then what?
Please, Pastor, the aim of writing you this letter is that I was a sinner, and I want to be led by the Holy Spirit. I was baptized in the Church of Assemblies 12 years ago, but I never really welcomed Jesus Christ into my life. But one of your newsletters, which I read, that was given to me by a friend of mine, has really led me into genuine repentance. And I believe that God has accepted my lost soul. Because of that, I really want to follow God and do His work with all my life and strength. Pastor, I thank God very much for sparing me till this day. If it was not for your newsletter, which I read, likely I would still be doing evil things.
Oh, for sure. And it's the same thing with you people that are hearing these broadcasts. Repent and stop doing evil, because God will give you the power to where you're more than a conqueror over evil, the evil deeds that you're doing in your flesh and the lusts of your flesh. And just keep reading the word after you're saved. Then what?
Please, Pastor, the problem I'm facing is that I don't have a Bible to read.
Well, we'll get you one right away. It's probably already on its way. Let's hit the mail room before it gets to me. Then what?
So this worries me so much, and I always think about it, and I don't want to return to the evil world again.
Don't worry, my friend. Just ask, and ye shall receive. I guarantee you that Bible's on its way, and if it's not, it'll be on its way in a nanosecond. Amen?
Amen.
Okay, then what?
Pastor, with this, I would like to request with respect, if God's willing, you can help me by mailing to me a Bible.
Well, you can be sure God is willing, brother. Then what?
Some more books about my Savior, who is the Messiah.
And load this man up with everything. Praise the Lord. Give him a Messiah book, Bible, all the literature. Praise the Lord. Then what?
And if possible, some video cassettes that will show me how to preach and pray, and some Christian music. Pastor, please pray.
We have all these things. Praise the Lord. We're going back on TV real soon, too. Okay, hopefully we'll be on there before God destroys all the television stations, because there's so much evil and smut coming across. Then what are you going to do when you're living in a mud hole? You're going to weep and wail because the Vatican is going to go up in smoke. The Bible says so. The Vatican is going to be burnt up. And people are going to weep and wail, because that satanic being is going to be in jail. All the folks out there are going to weep and wail because their old devil is going to be put in jail. Amen?
Amen.
They've been jumping and shouting because the old devil's been out. But now they're going to weep and wail because old Satan's going to be in jail, locked up in hell in its lake of fire forever. And those that follow him are going to be there too. Amen?
Amen.
Then what?
Pastor, please pray for divine health and prosperity for my family and me. I stop here with love from my fellow Ghanaians to you and your ministry. I hope to hear favorably from you soon. I say may the Almighty use you as a great weapon all over the world. Amen. Your beloved one, Jehoshaphat from Takoradi, Ghana.
Well, he wants to use you too. You know, like, this is like there are millions of increments of human spirits in the body of Christ, in the wineskin. And we're going to explain that right now. Yeah, we're getting right now into part 13 of How to Have God's Life Living in You. And I believe this is about the wineskin, the bottle, the body of Christ, which you must be a part of to enter heaven. Only Christ is going to be in heaven, and those that he takes there in his body. Okay, now go ahead and let's start reading.
Now we're going to be talking about something more of the Lord Jesus Christ that is new, and that is that Christ is the new wineskin. So in each one of these new things, we see that every new thing is Christ.
Right. We know that everything, Christ came into the world, God came into the world in a man called Jesus Christ, which means Yeshua HaMashiach, Emmanuel, meaning God is with us. The little baby that was born was God with us. He wanted him to go through every part of life experience, so that he could be a man acquainted with all of our griefs and sorrows. and that he could see the way that Satan is tempting everybody here on earth. And yet he was not, he did not yield to any of Satan's temptations, because the power of God was in him. And the same power of God can be in you starting tonight. So listen closely. Okay, go ahead now.
We can see that in reading 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 12. Quote, "For as the body is one and hath many members, and all the members of the body, being many, are actually one body, so also is Christ." Unquote.
Yeah, Christ is one body. Now some people say, well, Christ is the head. Well, if it were Christ's body, then it's his body then. It doesn't say that it's our body. It says we're Christ's body, so we are his body. Amen?
Amen.
So one way or the other, whatever you look at it, it's still Christ is the head and Christ is the body. We have to be in his body, the wineskin, in order to get into the kingdom of heaven. It's like there's a great big box, and everyone that's going to up into the heavens has to be in that box. Well, Christ is the box, or the wineskin, or the bottle, or the unit, or the body, or the New Jerusalem, the bride. Okay, then what?
In this verse, we see that the members composed together are actually one body, and that this one body is Christ. So most Christians know that Christ is the head of the body, but we all have to know that Christ is also the body. So factually speaking, how is Christ the body? Because the body is composed of so many members who are filled with Christ. Christ in you, and Christ is in me, and Christ is in him.
And Christ is in your brothers, and Christ is in your sisters that have accepted Christ. Amen?
Amen.
He's in you, he's in me, and we're in him. Okay, then what?
Christ is in those of us that are saved, that are born again of the Spirit. So we all have Christ within. So the Apostle Paul in 1 Corinthians chapter 1 says that Christ is not divided. You can't have a head and then no body. The Christ in you is one with the Christ in me. The Christ in all of us that are born again of the Spirit, that are in his body, is one with Christ. And the same thing goes for every person that is a Christian. So we have to know, instead of just consider, we have to consider it too, that Christ is the body because he is composed of so many members who are also filled with Christ.
Yeah, and there's no way you can be part of his body unless you're filled with him. Amen?
Amen.
So you are what you eat. If you eat Christ, then you're filled with Christ. Amen?
Amen.
And you become Christ. If you are what you eat, then you are Christ. Part of Christ's body. Just a part of his corporate big body of Christ. Okay, then what?
This Christ, or this body, is the new wineskin. The new wineskin is just common sensibly the church life, to contain Christ as the church's new wine. Some people may...
We, as the church, contain Christ. He's our new wine. We just keep drinking of him and eating of him, and we're filled with... We're contained. We're containers that are containing Christ. He made us in his life, like us in any image, so that we could contain him, that he fits in us like a glove. Christ has fingers and toes and arms and legs and nose and mouth and eyes and ears. And he made us in the same image so that we could contain him, so that he could fit inside of us like a glove. Then what?
Some people may tell you that you're not supposed to talk about the church so much because we need to talk about Christ.
Well, try it. Christ is the church. Amen?
Amen.
So if you're going to talk about Christ, then you got to talk about the church. Then what?
It is for sure there is no way that we could ever talk too much about the church.
No, even eternity, if we were talking about the church all throughout eternity, that wouldn't be enough. But it will be enough. All right. Then what?
We will be speaking about the church eternally. Even in eternity, we will never exhaust our talking about the church. Some people say that you can enjoy the Lord Jesus Christ without being a member of the body of Christ,
In other words, you mean you could be if you're wine, you could be outside the wine bottle? Come on. Once you spill wine on the ground, you can't drink it anymore. Amen?
Amen.
You're going to get a few grounds of dirt in your mouth if you try it. Amen?
Amen.
It doesn't work. Then what else?
Some people say that you can enjoy the Lord Jesus Christ without being a member of the body of Christ or a member of the church, but there's no way that you can enjoy Christ without the rest of the church. Without being in the church, you might have a taste of Christ here and there, just a little bit, but you will never enjoy the Lord Jesus Christ in a full way.
And no, we have to fully enjoy Christ. We have to fully be in Him. He has to fully be in us. So you might pray a little and read the Bible some and get something from Him then, but in the church, He's constantly in you and there. Okay, then what?
And you'll never enjoy Him on a continuous basis. If you don't agree with what I'm saying, well, then you'll find that out if you stay away from the church for a while. I've had people leave the church for a while who felt that they could serve the Lord outside the church because of the fact that they don't like certain people in the church. They don't like the brothers, they don't like the sisters, so they decide to leave the church. Usually, these kind of people, I like them to tell me what they like about themselves.
Yeah. They don't even like themselves, really. Amen?
Amen.
So where are they going to go? Even if they went to Mars or the moon, they still wouldn't like themselves and they still wouldn't like anything. They hate everything. They hate God and His ways. Then what?
If they're truthful, they'll tell you that they're not so good either. But they will always tell you that they're better than the brothers and sisters. They also think that it's a waste of time, that it would be better if they stayed at home and read and prayed. So if they do that, though, I've always found out that in a couple of weeks, they may read and pray, but after that, the Bible reading will stop for sure, even though they might pray a little. Some of them for sure will not pray. They don't even pray while they're in the church. It won't be long after that that the prayers will stop, and they'll begin attending nightclubs, movies, Disney World, Disneyland, and they'll be getting deeper and deeper into the world. They think that they can eliminate Jesus, the wineskin, the church. How will Jesus be able to keep the wine if the wine wants to be outside of the wineskin? And they have to realize that they themselves as individuals are the vessel that the wine is supposed to be in. But no, they don't. They have to realize that they're just a part of the vessel. There isn't a bottle or a glass or a cup that can contain any kind of liquid if it's broken into pieces.
Yeah, throw a glass on the floor that holds water and then see if it can hold water if it's shattered into pieces. Can it?
No.
Okay, so come on, use your common sense. Then what else?
How can broken pieces contain liquid? It's absolutely impossible. One person cannot consider that they're the body. If you're out of the body of Christ, you are nobody. All you are is just a little fragment or broken piece of glass or plastic outside of the body.
Well, that can't hold the water, the wine. Amen?
Amen.
Then what?
All we are is a minute part of the body of Christ. There's a little bit of blood in every member of my body, like my fingers and toes. But if one of my fingers and toes is severed from the entire body, the blood flow in the fingers or toes immediately ceases because it doesn't contain the blood, the wine. The finger or toe will lose the blood. From the minute that you leave the wineskin, the church life, you begin to lose the Lord Jesus Christ. The new wine starts to run out. All you have to do is to have been in the church for as many years as I have, and you'll be able to, through experience, having seen these things happening, you'll know that it's the truth.
Right, and I'm not talking about religious orders like the Catholic cult that they call a church or all the other ones that have leagued in with it. That's not the Church of Christ. That isn't the wineskin. I'm talking about salvation. Religions are of the devil. Salvation, though, is of the Lord. Okay, Salvation is that is the body of Christ, the wineskin. Okay, then what? That's why when people ask these different false Christians, what do you think that God can get? I heard Rex Humbard, while he was being interviewed in Tulsa while Susie was so sick, she wanted the television on the news, and they were interviewing Rex Humbard. And this is, Brother Rex, do you believe that there are many ways, many different religions that can get you into the kingdom of heaven? He says, oh, yes. Well, then I knew right then and there he wasn't a Christian, because the Bible tells us that there's only one name given among men. One name given under the sun, the moon, the stars. One name given in the universe whereby man can be saved, and that's the name of Jesus. Amen?
Amen.
No one, Jesus said, can come to the Father but by me. There's no religion or person or anything that you can get into heaven but by Jesus. So Rex, I like you. You know, we've been out to dinner before on many occasions. You've been to my house. I even put you in the Dallas commemorative catalog when I was doing all the clothes for Dallas TV program years and years ago when they were number one. And I like you, but Rex, you've got to stop saying things like that. You need to have a born-again experience. All right? Praise the Lord. All right, then what?
I'm not saying that everything in the church life is marvelous. Yes, there are people in the church that are hard to stomach, hard to get along with. And sometimes the church meetings are not so spiritual. But even the experience of some of the less spiritual meetings that are not so good, they're still good for you. Whether a container is held high or low as the floor.
Yeah, if Jesus is on the mountain, it's good to be in him there. If he's down in the valley, it's good to be in him there. Amen?
Yes.
So whether the wine is the wineskin is up here on the mountain or down below, it's still a good service, amen, because you're still in the Lord. Amen?
Amen.
Okay, then what?
Whether a container is held high or low as the floor, it is still something that holds liquid. Whether it is up or down or around, it remains a container, something for the wine or the liquid to be in. The Lord Jesus Christ always goes with the wineskin, the container.
Because he is the wineskin. Amen?
Amen.
He's the container. He's the one that is the glass, and he's not broken. Okay, we can be in him and still, you know, have bad experiences, but still we're in him. Amen?
Yeah.
We're not splattered on the floor with a bunch of broken pieces. We're not outside the skin. Then what?
When the container goes higher, the Lord goes higher. When the container is held low, then the Lord goes lower.
Yeah, but because it is the Lord that's the container. Then what?
But he's with them. He must go with us at all times because he is in us, those of us that are saved and believe these things. There isn't anything in the world that can contain the very Lord Jesus Christ that you and I enjoy. Do you think that the church is something that's small? There's a lot of people that are in areas that there are no real churches, but you can hold church services right in your own home. You can gather people together because you are a container. If you don't have a wineskin where you live, you still need new wine, and you also need the new wineskin. So get a church going in your area. The wineskin...
Yeah, get a bunch of people gathering together so you can fellowship with each other, and the Lord can do something in each one of you to keep each one of you standing, to keep the water, the wine in you. Amen?
Amen.
Or travel somewhere to where there is a church, a wineskin. Amen?
Amen.
Get out of there. People used to travel for miles to get to Jerusalem to be partake in the different services there that they would have, the different feasts. And there isn't anything more important than being in the wineskin, so get out of wherever you're at and go, or build a church yourself right wherever you are. And we'll give you all the material you need to run the church free of charge. Then what?
The wineskin is not only the thing that holds the wine, but also it means for us to drink the wine. There's a lot of Christians that can testify that whenever we come into the church services, we can discover that was really the place where we could drink the Lord Jesus Christ.
All right, now I see that our time is up. We're out of time. But, and the Lord one of these days is going to say, time is up. And those of you that have not the Spirit of God in you, you're not going to get him in you after that time. Once he puts down his hand and says, that's the end of salvation, no more people can be saved because they've heard the gospel over and over again, they never received it. And so right now I'm going to come and I'm going to take my people with me. And no matter how hard you try to repent, just like Esau, you won't be able to. So there's an opportunity now for you to repent and to receive the gospel. And all you have to do to start out is to pray to God. One of the prayers that you could pray to him is the one that I'm going to say right now. Just follow me in prayer. Most of the different pastors forget the blood of Jesus. They never say that because they're afraid the blood of Jesus will offend you. But whether it offends you or not, that's just too bad. You couldn't possibly get saved unless you had the blood of Jesus wash away all your sins. So I'm going to mention the blood of Jesus, and so are you if you're going to be saved. Now repeat to the Lord after me. My Lord and my God, have mercy upon my soul, a sinner. I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of the living God, and I believe that God raised Jesus from the dead by the power of the Holy Spirit. I open the door of my heart, and I invite you into my heart, Lord Jesus. Wash all my filthy sins away in the precious blood that you shed for me. You will not turn me away, Lord Jesus. You will save my soul. I know because your word says so. Your word says you'll turn no one away, and that even includes me. Therefore, I know you've heard me, and I know you've answered me, and I know I'm saved. And I thank and praise you, Lord, Lord Jesus, for saving my soul. And just raise your hands up and praise and thank the Lord. And as I said, I'm out of time, and so if you want this tape or CD, order it. It's free of charge. It's program number 114, and you have the email, the fax, the address, and the phone number. And don't fail to tune in tomorrow to hear part 14 of How to Have God's Life Living in You. Till then, this is World Pastor Tony Alamo saying, God bless you and praise the Lord all the time. Now get into the Bible and start reading. That's your food. That's the Spirit, and you can be baptized all day long by just keeping into the Word of God. Read it, and you'll find that you'll get more and more of God in you. Praise the Lord. Amen. Bye.